I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
As Grandpa Simpson said on Homer's wedding day, if you ever travel back in time, don't step on anything. Timelines might change, people might have never been born, showrunners might have never signed on the dotted line. Oh yeah, and Doctor Who might have been entirely different. Don't sneeze on any dinosaurs, guys. As I'm Rich, welcome to Who Culture, and these are seven more what-ifs that could have changed the course of Doctor Who. Number 7. What if the first Doctor regenerated in the Celestial Toymaker? It's no secret that William Hartnell became difficult to work with during his latter years on Doctor Who. His declining health and short temper when management were involved made working on Who less of the delight you'd probably expect.
And you're both knocked, sir. You're not both shooting and I unconscious.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. We were all knocked out.
Frustration reached its peak when John Wells took over as producer for Verity Lambert, and Doctor Numero Uno's regeneration almost happened a few serials early. Wiles hated working with Hartnell, so he attempted to write out the star in Brian Hale's The Celestial Toymaker, having the Doctor turn invisible thanks to the villain's whimsical powers, and return in a new form portrayed by a new actor. Not regeneration as we now know it, but close enough. Of course, this didn't happen, and we eventually got our first proper regeneration in The Tenth Planet. Would the risky recasting concept have worked as well if it weren't hard-baked into the character's DNA? You never know. A blunder like this might have never seen Doctor Who out of the 60s.
Yes, but he himself is not destroyed. He goes on forever.
Number 6. What if the 10th Doctor regenerated in Journey's End? We are supposedly back in that era of guessing who's next, as Jodie Whittaker might be leaving Doctor Who. One thing the BBC and producers haven't done with the show yet is leave who is taking over the TARDIS a mystery until the moment the incumbent Doctor regenerates, and I really hope one day they do. Back in 2008's Stolen Earth and Journey's End, David Tennant's 10th Doctor cliffhangers in the middle of this two-part finale by regenerating, but he ended up sending the energy into his spare hand, remaining very David in the process. But what if he did regenerate? First up, it'd be a pretty crap way to go out. Whilst running towards a woman he'd fallen in love with and subsequently lost to a parallel world is truly heartwarming, not paying attention to a bronze dustbin that subsequently twats him isn't exactly the most glamorous way to go out. Stolen Earth and Journey's End isn't so much of a swan song story, so it'd be a duff finale for a phenomenal Doctor. However, it would have been fascinating to see not only a new Doctor being dropped into the middle of a huge battle, but seeing everyone around him react to this sudden new face. At least Doctor 10 would have seen Rose for a little bit. Number 5. What if the 9th Doctor returned for Day of the Doctor? If the internet exploded for Christopher Eccleston returning to Doctor Who via Big Finish, imagine what would have happened in 2013 if he returned to Doctor Who via Doctor Who. Stephen Moffat had supposedly penned the 50th anniversary special, The Day of the Doctor, to feature all three new Who Doctors together, supposedly in the same story that we know now, with Christopher Eccleston's 9th Doctor being the incarnation who fought in the Time War, which I guess we'd already assumed up to this point. However, since Chris had such a rotten time producing the first series of the reboot, even though he loved the role, the chances of him returning were slim to none. Consequently, Moff created the War Doctor, the incarnation to replace 9 in the Time War narrative, and was played spectacularly by the late John Hurt. It would have been incredible to see Eccleston match wits with Tennant and Smith, and that's something we could still get on Big Finish, but we still got a fantastic 50th anniversary special with John Hurt instead. Whichever way this casting went, it would have been great. Number 4. What if the 8th Doctor refused to be a warrior? Speaking of the 50th anniversary, John Hurt and the Time War, Paul McGann's 8th Doctor hadn't been seen on screen since the 1996 TV movie, and whilst he'd been given a lot of love by Big Finish, mainstream TV fans may not have seen much, if anything, of this great Doctor. While he did fight in the Time War, the bulk of the battle was fought by the War Doctor. In the mini-episode The Night of the Doctor, the Sisterhood of Khan gave this Doctor a chance to choose who he becomes, and though he's tried to distance himself from the Time War and his people, he yields and joins the battle as a warrior, cue John Hurt. But had he stood his ground, refusing to join the fight and regenerated into someone else, what would have come of the Time War? We know the battle ended thanks to the Doctor's intervention, so who would have come out on top in the end in this timeline? Would the Daleks have destroyed the universe? Would the Time Lords have become more unruly, more destructive, and potentially put the laws of time to one side in order to win the war? What would the Doctor have done instead? What would have happened to Doctors 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13? Perhaps a Time War Victorious subseries is needed to explore this idea further. Number 3. What if Doctor Who was canon? You might have already seen my video on why you should watch the Peter Cushing Who movies, so you know that I do indeed love these non-canon spin-offs. But what if they weren't non-canon? There have been numerous theories enabling the crowbarring in of Cushing's Doctor somewhere in the timeline, from being some incarnation of the Doctor doing the Fob Watch hiding as a human thing, being a Morbius Doctor existing in a parallel world, or even just still being an actor and having the films exist in-universe as almost biopic flicks, detailing the Dalek run-ins this legendary Doctor the Earth kind of knows had. Then of course there's the Timeless Child thing, with Cushing's Doctor being pre-Hartnell, pre-Mindwipe or whatever, almost allowing for the same events to transpire again with William Hartnell, with no familiarity to those involved. Personally, I'd rather these stayed separate. Go and watch my video on this, as they work well enough on their own. Let's just leave them be, eh? Number 2. What if the second Doctor wasn't well received? Once again, we're not letting Doctor Who out of the 60s. The idea of recasting the lead character but making it canonically viable was an interesting yet incredibly risky concept. William Hartnell, as said, was getting older and increasingly unwell throughout his run, and it caused producers to step in and resolve the issue. Patrick Troughton was cast, William Hartnell was flashbanged, boom, second Doctor. Patrick Troughton had huge boots to fill and an immense burden on his back. It was almost entirely up to him to keep the show alive. Of course, he succeeded, since Who is still going 5 decades later, but what if people didn't like him? What if the ratings plummeted during his first stint in the TARDIS? Season 4 would have most likely been its last, and come 1967, Doctor Who would have been dead. Sci-fi would have never been the same. And number 1, what if the Timeless Child was the Master? This is, in my opinion, the easiest fix to the mess we found ourselves in at the end of Series 12. The Timeless Child revelation all revolved around the Doctor and 6 decades of character building being basically retconned. But what if the Master was the Timeless Child instead? Their destruction of Gallifrey was apparently sparked by both the deceit of the Time Lords, but also the idea of the genetics of their greatest enemy running through themselves. But what if it were solely down to the lies? The Time Lords have manipulated the Master enough in the past. I mean, remember Rassilon playing the drums in his head to escape the Time War? So why not play up on that again? The Master is the Time Lord's guinea pig, and surely that would be enough to drive someone mad. At least Gallifrey's destruction and the unhinged nature of Sacha Dwan's Master would have been much more justified. Also, the clue's in the name. When you make something to be copied over and over again, what do you call it? A Master. A Master pressing of a vinyl record. A Master mold for something in a factory, I don't know. If Chris isn't going to put this concept into play, I sure hope his successor does.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.